最初に講義を聞き、問27から問32に答えなさい。次に続きを聞き、問33に答えなさい。状況、ワークシート、問い及び図表を今読みなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 27 to 32. What is happiness? Can we be happy and promote sustainable development? Since 2012, the World Happiness Report has been issued by a United Nations organization to develop new approaches to economic sustainability for the sake of happiness and well-being. The reports show that Scandinavian countries are consistently ranked as the happiest societies on Earth. But what makes them so happy? In Denmark, for example, leisure time is often spent with others. That kind of environment makes Danish people happy, thanks to a tradition called hygge, spelled H-Y-G-G-E. Hygge means coziness or comfort, and describes the feeling of being loved. This word became well known worldwide in 2016 as an interpretation of mindfulness or wellness. Now, hygge is at risk of being commercialized. But hygge is not about the material things we see in popular images, like candlelit rooms and cozy bedrooms with hand-knit blankets. Real hygge happens anywhere, in public or in private, indoors or outdoors, with or without candles. The main point of hygge is to live a life connected with loved ones, while making ordinary essential tasks meaningful and joyful. Perhaps Danish people are better at appreciating the small hygge things in life, because they have no worries about basic necessities. Danish people willingly pay from 30 to 50% of their income in tax. These high taxes pay for a good welfare system that provides free health care and education. Once basic needs are met, more money doesn't guarantee more happiness. While money and material goods seem to be highly valued in some countries, like the U.S., people in Denmark place more value on socializing. Nevertheless, Denmark has above-average productivity, according to the OECD.